the Raleigh and Cool Cigarette Program with Tommy Dorsey.
Two cigarettes on the air.
Raleigh cigarettes and Cool cigarettes, the union-made cigarettes that carry golden coupons good for worthwhile premiums, present their show starring that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, his trombone and his orchestra, with Edith Wright and Jack Leonard, and Paul Stewart as Master of Ceremonies.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear the sound of the note, it will be music sweet and swing from Tommy Dorsey and Company and another Raleigh and Cool show from Hollywood. Tommy, how'd you make out with that extra special amateur swing contest you promised for this evening?
Well, it seems Bing Crosby started something when he and Dick Powell asked us to stage one of our contests so they could take a swing at that $75 prize. Anyway, it's on tonight. The entries are Dick Powell, Ken Murray, Shirley Roth, Jack Benny, and Bing Crosby. Five of Hollywood's finest amateur musicians, we hope.
Well, I'm for that, Tommy. I'd like to see the kids get a break. Suppose I go out and dust off the applause meter and try to dig up the $75 for the winner. Meanwhile, you and the boys can play one of the new Irving Berlin tunes from Alexander's Ragtime Band that you introduced a couple of weeks ago, huh?
Okay, it's called My Walking Stick. Edith Wright will sing.
Without my walking stick, I'd go insane. Can't look my best, feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, cause it may rain. And when it pours, can't be outdoors without my cane. If I ever left my house without my walking stick, it would just be something I could never explain. The thing that makes me say on Lover's Lane would go for naught if I were caught without my cane.
Everyone likes to collect things. Some people go in for rare coins, others say valuable stamps or first editions of books. But there's a new hobby that's caught the popular fancy. Literally millions of Americans are saving the valuable golden coupons that come with Raleigh cigarettes. There's one on every pack, and they're good for all sorts of useful things. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. What's inside a pack of Raleighs, you want to know? Well, you will find extra value there, too. Raleighs are a mild, smooth cigarette, blended from no less than 31 selected tobaccos. Yes, 31 fine grades of Turkish, Virginia, and Burley tobaccos. Each different type of leaf was singled out, chosen because it helped make the Raleigh blend smoother, milder, more distinctive in flavor than any other brand. But even with this extra care and blending, Raleigh's cost you no more than any other popular price brand. Also, you have a choice of plain ends or cork tips. And each pack of Raleigh's has that valuable golden coupon. So why not try Raleigh's? Get a pack tomorrow and see why Raleigh's are winning a greater percentage of new smokers than any other popular price brand on the market.
song that's catching on fast. Isn't It Wonderful, Isn't It Swell? Played by Tommy Dorsey and sung by Jack Lemmon.
Isn't it wonderful, isn't it swell? The spell of love has so many charms. Isn't it wonderful, isn't it swell? Fell from heaven into my arms. I've been a blind one. I never knew I'd ever find one as lovely as you. Isn't it wonderful? Can it be true that you can see something in me? Isn't it swell how wonderful love can be?
Before we go on with the proceedings, we have an interesting item of news. Metronome Magazine, leading magazine of musicians, has published the results of its annual poll to determine the standing of favorite dance bands. Tommy Dorsey has the best all-around standing of any band in the country. I'm going to introduce Mr. Jack Tenney, president of the Los Angeles Musicians Union, who will present the Metronome Magazine Award to Tommy. Mr. Tenney.
Thank you, Paul, and congratulations to you, Tommy. The voting was done three ways, for best swing band, best sweet band, and all-round favorite. Your standing in all three divisions gives you the highest all-round average of any band in the country. That's a marvelous showing, Tommy, and I'm happy to present this award to you on behalf of Metronome Magazine for having America's number one all-round favorite band.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tenney. And thanks to Metronome.
And we're grateful to all our friends who made it possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, with our fingers crossed, we present on behalf of the makers of Raleigh and Cool cigarettes this special Hollywood edition of the Tommy Dorsey Amateur Swing Contest. We have here five amateur musicians. Each in turn will play a chorus with Tommy in the band, and the applause meter will record the response each one gets from the audience. And a prize of $75 goes to the winner. From here out, it's each man for himself. Is there anything to add before we start, Tommy?
Well, just hold tight to your seats, everybody, and we'll see what happens. Who's first?
The first contestant is a young man named Richard Powell, who plays the cornet. Have you got a nickname?
Some people call me Dick.
Dick Powell. Well, that's a nice name. Now, tell me, Dick, what's your regular job?
Well, I do picture work.
Oh. I see, photography. That's very interesting, yes.
Well, it is once you get the hang of it.
Dick, how long have you been playing cornet?
I don't like the way you said that.
But I've been playing about 12 years.
Of course, on the side, I do picture work.
Yes, I know, on the side, yes. Are you working now?
Huh?
I say, are you working now?
Oh, well, yes. I walk the floor nice. It's the girl, you know.
Oh. On the side, I do picture work.
So. Yes, I know. We went over that, Dick. Now, don't be nervous. Tell me, you haven't a job playing cornet now, have you?
No, I'm kind of waiting to get word in a day now.
Well, don't worry, kid. Something will turn up.
I'll say this, you're one of the best dressed layoffs I've ever met.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to hurt you cats, but if you don't get me playing soon, I think my lip will pucker out.
It probably will anyway. I heard Henry Fonda a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Tell me, Dick, if you win the $75, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I think I'll get an airplane and fly to Ireland.
Well, before you take off, what do you want to play?
Well, I'm going to whip out with a little chorus of Ida.
You've got it, Dick. Here's four bars on the piano, and away we go.
Oh, any key, just put mine.
I hope this kid does well. He's got a nice face.
To me, John, a boy.
Thank you, Dick Powell. The next contestant... Here he comes, friends. The next contestant is a young man who plays the clarinet. His name is Ken Murray. Ken, what do you do?
I used to work in Hollywood Hotel.
You did, huh? What were you, a bellhop?
Bellhop and a double-on night clerk.
Ah. And so you play clarinet.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever gave you the idea of playing the clarinet?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, Stuart, because I've been dying to tell you that 6 weeks ago, I mailed in the coupons. Other fellows left me in the social background. I was a wallflower. Girls avoided me. I had always thought myself musically dumb, still the ad said it was easy. So I mailed in the coupon, sent for the True Tone Hawaiian steel guitar, and this is what I got. After a couple of lessons, I was playing the easier tunes, and now after 6 lessons, I'm popularity itself, the life of every party. Only last night I was at a party. When I picked the clarinet out of the case, they all began to laugh. When I sat down to the piano, they gave me the merry ha-ha. And when I danced with her, she turned her head away. I played my old Kentucky home. My old Kentucky home I played, and the fella started to cry, and I walked away. I said, are you Kentucky? And he said, no, I'm a musician. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen...
You know, I'm almost sorry I asked you how you started to play. Now, what are you going to swing out with now, a killer diller?
No, I thought something of the better sort.
Oh.
Tonight, I would like to give my impression to Mr. Fritz Kreisler, playing 3 o'clock in the morning on the violin. I'll play it on the clarinet.
All right, that's fine, Ken. But first, I'd like to hear you play a little bit.
Oh, you want to know what kind of instrument?
That's right.
I want to make a little apology. This is what is known as a Joan Crawford clarinet. No tone.
I slipped that in tonight, all right. Those other comedians with the mouth drooling over there. I play, but before that, I'd like to play Home Sweet Home for you. Tell me how you like it, Tommy.
Right.
Home Sweet Home.
Oh, boy, that's terrible.
Well, I got a terrible home. 3 o'clock in the morning, ladies and gentlemen, as Chris Christie, if you please.
Play it once more. I'm not in the mood. I don't know what's the matter. I couldn't get to it.
Lessons to help me. That's all I've had on. Well,
Ladies and gentlemen, I regret to make this statement, but even in such a beautiful studio as we have here with a large musical organization like Tommy Dorsey and his Connecticut Yankees, there's bound to be a little professional jealousy. Six lessons is all I've had while others studied for years. That's not my fault. That's the fourth lesson. Got lost in the mail. I couldn't help that. What a spot for a ripe tomato right in here.
Thank you, Ken Murray. You know, folks, it's interesting to note that not only is Ken Murray a comedian, but he plays funny, too, huh? The next contestant is a young lady who plays the piano. She tells me her name is Ross. Is that right?
Shirley Ross.
Shirley Ross. So you'll have to speak a little louder. Do you go to school, Shirley?
I used to go to UCLA.
Well, that's too loud. That's too loud. Tell me, what's your favorite pastime? Wait, let's go back.
Oh, no, I why like did the you... way we're doing
it. Why did you leave UCLA, huh?
Well, you see, they wouldn't let me play the piano for the Seniors League Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it hurt my feelings.
Well, why was that, Shirley?
Well, I think it's awfully silly, but they caught me swinging on trees.
They did, huh?
Dorothy's dead.
Tell me, what's your favorite pastime?
Oh, I like to make movies.
You do, huh? Uh-huh. Well, I have one of those small home movie cameras myself, and I love to make...
We make full-length pictures all the time.
You do, huh? Uh-huh. Well, I just can't get my camera to work like that.
You
I have
ought
a little
to see
bit
the makeup I have to put on.
Oh, yeah? Well, we just take our stuff the way we are, you know. But tell me, do you have stories with titles and everything?
Sure, there's Prison Farm. That's playing right now.
Oh.
And in 2 weeks, I start Thanks for the Memory.
Thanks for... Oh, that was a beautiful song in the big broadcast. There was a girl sang it.
Yeah.
What was her name? I can't.
Well, I don't like
it. But just a minute. I'll get it.
Well, if you must know.
Oh, please, Shirley. I can see her right in front of me, and I can't think of her name.
Look, Paul, this is Shirley Ross, and she sang Thanks for the Memory in the big broadcast.
No, Tommy, don't... What? Hey, fellas, look at me. I'm talking to a real picket star. Hey, fellas, look at me. Hey, I'm talking to a picket star.
Don't mind him, Shirley. He's studying to be one of the dead-end kids. What are you going to play, Shirley?
Well, I'm going to try, Thanks for the Memory.
It's yours for the asking.
Now, the next contestant is a young man who is a violinist, trying to be a violinist and trying very hard to get in the professional class. If I could have your attention, what is your name?
My name is Jack Benny.
Oh, I see. Well, tell me, what do you do besides play the violin?
I'm in the movies.
Oh, you're a movie actor, huh?
I'm a lover. You want to make something out of it?
Oh, no, no, no. I'm just asking questions, that's all. We try to make everybody feel at ease, and tell me this.
You hang out of a window upside down.
tell me, Jack, you play violin, you're a movie actor and a lover. What else do you do?
What's it to you, big boy?
Well, good night,
that
nurse.
I'm there.
tell me, how did you happen to take up the fiddle?
Well, I just lay in there and I just took it up.
Good thing it wasn't a piano, huh?
Yeah, some joke.
Yeah. Your line.
Yeah, in my program, I could tell you what kind of a joke that is.
Well, tell me, Jack, what would you like to play on the violin?
Oh, just anything.
Just anything
at all.
Well,
anything you folks like to hear?
The beat.
The beat. My honey's loving arms.
That's it.
My honey's loving arms. If I wasn't deaf, I could have heard the beat. Wait a minute.
The next contestant is a young man who plays the drums. What is your name, please?
Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby, I see. Bing, what's your regular job?
Why, I do a little light work around the Del Mar racetrack.
Oh.
Is that much of a job, Bing? Well, it's only part-time work, Tommy. It's from 2 to 5 every afternoon except Sunday.
Oh. Tell me, Bing, have you ever been on the radio before?
Yeah, I was on the radio last Thursday night.
Oh, really?
What did you do? Play the drum?
No, I just talked and sang and fooled around, you know.
Oh, well, that's nice. Tell me, have you, you going to be on next Thursday?
Not next Thursday. They got twice for me.
have you got any hobbies, Bing?
Oh, yes, I sell salad dressing on the side.
Well, that's a kind of a mixed-up life. Work at a racetrack, sell salad dressing, and play... Well, after all, it takes all kinds. And, seeing how long have you been playing drums?
About 15 years.
I think
I can say with impunity that I aspire to be an exponent of a percussion instrument consisting of a hollow cylinder with the skin of some domestic animal draped gingerly over the end. struck...